بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah. We were discussing the manner that the Quran is sent down, and we described it to some depth, and inshallah we're going to continue in this final session inshallah in relation to Laylatul Qadr, getting to the bottom of what the reality of Laylatul Qadr is. So far, we've discussed the reality of the Qur'an, the multi-dimensional reality of the Qur'an, and how it's descended down. Now, this sending down of the Qur'an, according to many theologians, it's the majority perspective maybe, it says that the sending down of the Qur'an takes two forms, the inzali form and the Tanzili form. The Inzali form, or sending down of the Qur'an, happens all at once, instantaneously. It's called the mother of the book. It manifests into the heart of the Prophet. And it happened in the night of Qadr, which happens in the month of, these days, any day in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, in the last 10 nights. Or another form of the Qur'an being sent down is the Tanzili way, where over a period of 23 years, a physical, divisible Arabic Qur'an is uttered to the people by the Holy Messenger. So the first was instantaneous, all at once. The second was gradual. It was divisible, not indivisible like the first. It was divisible, and it took a period of 23 years. And they used this verse of the Qur'an to illustrate their point. Chapter 11, verse 1. Kitabun, this Qur'an is a book. Uhkimat ayatuhu, whose verses are established or firm. Thumma fussilat min ladun hakimin khabir. Then it's elaborated. So it's established on the night of Qadr. It was established or instantaneously. Thumma, then it was elaborated. Min ladun hakimin khabir, from one who's all wise, all aware. But this fussilat, meaning it wasn't elaborated over in a tanzili manner over 23 years. So one is the realm of establishment. The sending down is instantaneous. It happened during one night, Laylatul Qadr. It's an indivisible reality, immaterial reality. There are no chapters or verses to it. But the other is the realm of elaboration. It took 23 years, and it's divisible. It has chapters, verses, and words. And that's the Arabic Qur'an. But this Arabic Qur'an follows from that instantaneous, inzali sending down of the Qur'an. Another verse which shows this, chapter 43, verses 1 to 4, Hamim wal kitab al mubin, inna ja'alnahu Qur'anan arabiyan la'allakum ta'qilun, wa innahu fi ummil kitab ladayna la'aliyun hakim. That by the clear book, verily we assigned it as an Arabic Qur'an, so you exercise the intellect. And this Arabic Qur'an is in the Ummul Kitab, in the mother of the book. Now the mother of the book, we have to see which realm is this in relation to. So, and also they use this verse of the Qur'an, chapter 20, verse 114, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ, don't hasten with the Qur'an, مِنْ قَبْلَ أَن يُقْضَى إِلَيْكَ وَحْيُّ, until its revelation has been ordained or completed for you. Here it means that the mother of the book was revealed before the Prophet, so he knew. They use this to say he knew what was to come. So Allah is saying, don't hasten, wait for the revelation to come to you, and then you give the Tanzili form of the Holy Quran. So here with these verses, they show we have a Qur'an, which was the mother of the book, revealed instantaneously and descended upon the heart of the Prophet during one night. And then we have a Qur'an which descended over a period of 23 years. And the Prophet was told not to hasten. because he had, in general terms, knowledge of which the verses, because he was inspired the mother of the book. Okay. Now, this is the overall, the majority theological perspective in relation to the sending down of the Quran, the Inzali and the Tanzili. However, Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, in his tafsir, which is called the Tasneem, he says that we accept that the Quran was revealed and descended in Inzali terms, instantaneously, and in Tanzili terms, gradually. But he adds that, which reality of the Quran are you referring to when you say it was sent down? If you say the mother of the book, Ayatollah Jawadi says that the mother of the book, which pertains to the divine courtyard, to Allah's knowledge, that can't be sent down. Remember, in the divine courtyard, these things are pre-eternal truths, constants. They're not sent down. They may manifest, but they're not sent down. It didn't apply. One has to ascend to gain access to the mother of the book, to Allah's knowledge. Not that Allah's knowledge is sent down. Only things pertaining to the realm of creation, immaterial, semi-immaterial, these realms of existences, that can be sent down because they're created things, they're creatures. But when it comes to the mother of the book, that can't be sent down. If you look at that previous verse in chapter 43, it says, "Wal kitabul mubin." Kitabul mubin is that immaterial, jabaruti Quran. Okay, that can be sent down. And it says, we assign that, the immaterial, as an Arabic Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So you exercise intellect, you transcend to the realm of aql. So look, the Quran, the clear book, the immaterial book, we've brought to you as an Arabic Quran, which is physical, so that you can transcend to that immaterial reality of the Quran. Then it says this Quran, it's in Ummul Kitab, but this Ummul Kitab is in the divine courtyard. It pertains to Allah's attributes. That can't be sent down. Kitabul Mubin can be sent down, but Ummul Kitab can't be. You have to ascend to gain access to it. Then Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli adds another point. He says, first of all, this Inzal is in relation to Kitabul Mubin, not Ummul Kitab. And when it was the Kitabul Mubin was sent down, which it can qualify as being sent down, it was sent down all at once in Laylatul Qadr, in instantaneously, but it was particularized. It was divisible into chapters and verses and words and letters. And he uses chapter 44, verses 3 and 4. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. We reveal the Quran in the blessed night. Then at the end it says, فِيهَا, in this blessed night, يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. That every established matter was made distinct. Every precise matter was made distinct, was particularized. So here, there is particularity in Laylatul Qadr with the sending down of the Quran, as well as there being individuality. Yes, the immaterial truth was descended down onto the heart of the Prophet, but that immaterial truth in Laylatul Qadr at the same time manifested, descended into the semi-immaterial realm with all the chapters, all the verses, all the words of the Quran in Laylatul Qadr. All of it appeared in the heart of the Prophet. It was a manifestation of the immaterial Kitabul Mubin. These descend down. These qualify as being, you know, spiritually being sent down, not in physical terms. The hierarchy. Remember the levels we were discussing with the author of a book and the final book? How it descended from one's immaterial thoughts to one's mental concepts? The same here. But the thing was, first of all, it didn't apply to Allah's knowledge, Ummul Kitab. That's the first point. Secondly, this sending down, the inzali type, yes, it was instantaneous, and the Quran was sent down, no problem. But all the verses in their particular, with their particular words, the Prophet had access to all the verses. And so that verse which says, don't hasten with the Quran, it was because the Holy Prophet had access to the actual verses in Laylatul Qadr. Had all the verses of the Quran were in his heart, in Laylatul Qadr, instantaneously. But all the particular words were there. So, Ummul Kitab can't be sent down, and Inzal, this sending down, doesn't qualify to Ummul Kitab, but it can apply to Kitabul Mubin, the clear book. So in chapter 12, Alif Lam Ra Tilka Ayatul Kitabul Mubin, those are the verses, those are the verses. So it's not a physical thing here. Those are the verses of Kitabul Mubin, in the immaterial book, the immaterial Quran, in the Jabaruti realm. And then that we sent down. Inna anzalnahu, that Kitabul Mubin, we sent down as Quran an Arabiya, as an Arabic Quran in the physical realm. La'allakum taqilun, so you exercise the intellect, you transcend, that's the aim. So here, all the verses which were sent down instantaneously, they were mithali, semi-immaterial words that the Prophet would hear or see from the angels, semi-immaterial angels, which were all sent down from this immaterial realm. And then over 23 years, those semi-immaterial words and words that the Holy Prophet would see semi-immaterially, would see, hear semi-immaterially, he would then utter physically over a period of 23 years. So they're both divisible and particular, but one of them, all instantaneously in the heart of the Prophet, the other over 23 years was uttered through the Prophet's holy mouth. So, in short, the Prophet had to make an ascension to the divine courtyard, being a recipient of Allah's knowledge. And then the Prophet had two descensions. So there's, in every revelation, there's one ascension and there's two descensions. Those two descensions, one is an instantaneous one, which happened in Laylatul Qadr, and it happens in Laylatul Qadr every year, from the Kitabul Mubin to the Mithali book. And the other is over 23 years, the physical Quran being revealed and sent down. Okay, so the Ummul Kitab can't apply in relation to Inzal and Tanzil, but this Ummul Kitab can apply here in chapter 53, verses 7 to 10, where, although here too, let's go through the verses before we make a judgment. وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُغِ الْأَعْلَى, whilst the Prophet was on the highest horizon. Now this, the Prophet is ascending. The highest horizon is in reference to the Jabaruti realm. The highest realm before entering the divine courtyard is the immaterial realm, but it's a realm of creation. The Prophet is detaching realm after realm. This is the highest horizon before he enters the divine courtyard. So now this is explaining the in chapter 53, it's describing the ascension of the Prophet, the Mi'raj. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى, then he drew nearer and nearer. This is a proximity now, near and nearer. It's in the holy courtyard now. The realm of Allah's attributes, the realm of Allah's oneness, ahadiyya. The Prophet is gaining access to these realms. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ, until he was in the proximity of Allah within two bows length. Two, since it's plural, two bows length is plural. This is in relation to the realm of attributes. It's in the divine courtyard, but he's the proximity of the Holy Prophet now in his ascension has reached the realm of attributes of Allah. Oh, adna, or even nearer to Allah, the realm of ahadiyya. We explained this in the two nights ago. This is a very high realm. And there, fa'oha ila abdihi ma'oha, then Allah revealed to his Abd, the servant, his servant, the Holy Messenger, that which he revealed, that which Allah revealed. So look, the Prophet, now this applies to Ummul Kitab, because the Prophet entered the divine courtyard in his ascension, became a recipient of أم الكتاب. Now in the dissensions it appears in two different ways, the Inzali and the Tanzili. Okay, now this applies to other prophets too in their ascensions, but with other prophets they would reach the realm of attributes in the divine courtyard. They would really go beyond that. But with our holy messenger, with Nabi Isa, maybe one or two others, they even surpassed the realm of attributes in their proximity to Allah. Okay, now, every year, once a year, in the blessed night of Qadr, this happens. Now look, the Quran is Allah's knowledge. All of Allah's knowledge, since pre-eternity to post-eternity, lies in the Quran. Every year, this Quran is sent down to an infallible heart. It may be a prophet, it may be an imam, a successor to the prophet, or it may be a proof of Allah on earth. But they're infallible. They are mukhlas. Every year, in this particular time, in the month of Ramadan, during the last 10 nights, especially the night of the 23rd, this happens to the access of the whole cosmos, our 12th imam. Now look, right now, the infallible of our time is the 12th Imam. And this Quran is sent down in the month of Ramadan onto the heart of the 12th Imam. Now, the Quran is Allah's knowledge since pre-eternity to post-eternity. But since it happens once every year, and it happened even before Islam, the reality of Laylatul Qadr isn't only specific to those 23 years. But when it was revealed, everything which is to happen in this one year for a given individual is made distinct to onto the heart of the 12th Imam. Now, depending on our inner grid of existence, what we've acquired salvation-wise during this one year, every matter for us will be made distinct on Laylatul Qadr for one year. But this one year is a result of our previous year's doings and actions. So for example, your death, your success, and everything in your life, everything is outlined in the Mithali realm, in the semi-immaterial realm of the Holy Imam. Everything is outlined. Now, you may mess up, though. Everything is outlined and you're supposed to die, for example, or you're supposed to live, you're supposed to pass an exam, or you may fail an exam. But it all depends if an obstacle does not arise. For example, if you were supposed to die during this one year, but, for example, there was an obstacle which made that not happen, such as you maintained silatul rahim, maintaining family ties and relations with your family, close family members, that then elongated your death. It postponed your death. Or for example, something good was to happen to you, but because of you sinning a certain sin, that will be taken away from you. So, yes, everything has been outlined, because in the heart of the Prophet, in the heart of the Imam, in a few nights from now, everything in the semi-immaterial realm of the Holy Imam has become outlined. Now the question is, it's all been outlined, everything which is going to happen for one year, but why has it been outlined for the Imam? It's the same answer as with the Prophet. Because now the Imam has such a knowledge of what's going to happen, all things that relate to human beings, to animals, anything, are actualized through the Imam. All matters pertaining to any existing being, the fruition and actualization of that matter is actualized, is brought about through the Imam. So if you're supposed to die, the Imam, your death is through the Imam. If you're supposed to live, it's through the Imam. The sustenance you're to acquire is through the Imam. That's why it has to be incorporated, the reality of the Quran, in Laylatul Qadr, upon the Imam, and then the Imam actualizes all this. If there are good things to be actualized, it will happen, and the Imam will make it happen, unless you make a mess out of it. If bad things are to happen, Imam is Allah's intermediary here. It will happen unless you do something positive. Because in the Mithali realm, things are changeable. It's like, for example, the story when Nabi Isa said, X person is going to die tomorrow, but he didn't. This physical reality, it is a result, is an effect of the semi-immaterial reality. The Hazrat Isa, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, had access to the mythology, the malakut of any physical reality. And because he had access to that, he said he's going to die. But he did something which delayed his death. Or with Nabi Yunus, for example, with the story of the adab of his people, which was postponed. The Imams, they usually have access to the mythology realm. They are connected to Ummul Kitab, but they won't gain access to Ummul Kitab without Allah's permission. That which they use is the Mithali realm. And in the Mithali realm, things can change. The 12th Imam is a recipient and knows everything which is going to happen in a year, and it all works through the Imam. Because when the Imam is a maximum 100% manifestation of Allah's attributes, whatever happens in the physical realm has to happen through the Imam. If there's no Imam, there will be no physical realm. The relationship between the Imam and the physical realm of existence is the relationship between the soul and the physical limbs. If there's no soul, the physical limbs will wither. They're in unity with one another, but the soul is the cause of the generation of the limbs. The Imam, being 100% manifestation of Allah's attributes, is the cause of everything through Allah's permission which happens in the physical realm of existence. It all happens through the Imam. It can't happen through anyone else, because the Imam is 100% manifestation of Allah's attributes. Now, so therefore, Laylatul Qadr has to come upon the heart of the Imam during the night of Qadr, and then with that knowledge, the Imam will actualize everything. Unless an obstacle happens. It may be a negative obstacle or a positive obstacle. But it comes through the Imam. So in Laylatul Qadr, the key is to maximize your proximity with the Imam of the time. That's very important. But in one Laylatul Qadr, it will have an effect in your future Laylatul Qadr. Or this Laylatul Qadr has an will be affected by how you lived for 1 year. You can't expect too much in one night. It's a process for 1 year. And then many metaphysical realities will become disclosed upon one throughout the year. These are all shares, degrees, fractions of that ultimate reality which was revealed upon the Imam. It may be necessary for me to speak a bit more about this, inshallah, in the next session, and then we'll speak about a new theme. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.